This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it's happening this weekend. Canines in the Grapevines. Friends of Umpqua Valley Police Canines, Rosemary Wesson, thanks for being here. Good morning.
Well, thank you. How you doing?
Good. Get real close to the microphone there and talk about the event on Sunday, right?
All right. Yes, it's our ninth annual fundraiser, and it's happening the 18th, which is Sunday, at Melrose Vineyards, 4 p.m. We'll have canine officers there. They'll be doing demos. You get to go up and meet them, pet the dogs, whatever you want to do. The ticket prices are like $75, and it includes a light dinner, dessert, and a free wine glass, although you have to pay for your own wine.
Now, talk about the police canine program, how it's evolved.
Oh, yeah. We're up to seven canines now throughout the Umpqua Valley region. And it does include Canine Penny, who is with the City of Reedsport Police. And we don't see her at our events very often because they're just so busy on the coast. But we're going to have four of the law enforcement canines there. One will be a narcotics detection dog. The other three will be patrol dogs. And we've been in business since about 2012. And our donorship keeps increasing. People see the value in how the canines assist the officers, and it's just been phenomenal, just phenomenal.
So how did you get involved in this? Were you working in law enforcement? Or?
I was not. I knew Jim Burge, who had just become the City of Roseburg police chief, and he had the City of Roseburg had a canine program like 30 years prior, and I knew him when he was the undersheriff at Douglas County. So he knew I was a dog lover. He approached me about maybe attending a demonstration by the City of Springfield canine program. They came down to Sunshine Park with a couple of their canines. I drug a couple of friends with me, all dog lovers. And as soon as we saw those demos and we got to pet the dogs afterwards, we were hooked. We were just hooked.
And so you guys work to raise funds to help pay for all these dogs and their needs, right?
Absolutely. The training, equipment, the housing for the animals. The patrol dogs actually reside not in the handlers' homes, but outside the handlers' homes. So we make sure we've got safe, padded cells, so to speak, kennels, and that they've got whatever they need to keep them safe and available for the canine officer.
So my understanding is the training the dogs receive, and really the officers as well, is pretty extensive.
It is, and it's ongoing. So often you'll see the officers out with an agitator, somebody that usually it's another member of law enforcement who has the big suit on, the kimono suit that protects them against the dog's bites, but they are always training. They have to stay certified. You know, their work is very important because many times the individuals who are not making choice decisions in life end up in the court system. And if the dog was the one that actually found the individual, then all those findings go into the court case. So it's very important that the officer and the dog stay certified. So.
And I know over the years, I'm aware of a number of situations from police reports where you see situations where what the officer, as a situation escalates, that the dog is really the one that is the one that stops it because the bad person, if you will, just does not want to be on the wrong side of a dog bite.
Exactly. With the heightened senses that the dog has with the smell and hearing, when they deploy the dog, often it's the dog that finds the individual, and they may be in a bramble of thorn bushes and that kind of thing. But when the officer or the deputy says, I'm going to let the dog loose, the individual will come out. They see the light, so to speak.
Yeah, and there's been times, I've heard searches that have been going on, or maybe not searches, but situations where somebody didn't want to come out, and this had drug on for, a half hour, 40 minutes, whatever. It wasn't safe for the officers to use further force at that point. But once the dog got there, man, that was it.
That's it. If they're told to latch on, they latch on once, and, then the officer has a chance to get in there. He releases the dog from the individual, and then they take him into custody.
So you guys raise the funds, and then the officers work with the folks on the training. And the training's done. Is it all done locally, or do I mean? I know the animals start out with training elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Normally, the dogs they're not all German Shepherds. We have some Belgian Malinois, and of course, the narcotics detection dogs. Two of them are Irish-born Springer Spaniels. But all the training is usually done from the time the dogs are puppies, and then the law enforcement agencies will go out to a certain company that scouts for them to find the perfect dog for that particular agency and the agency's needs. And then there's a training between the handler and the dog, so the dog and handler can pick up on each other's cues. And then from then on, it's a marriage made in heaven, so to speak. And then the ongoing training is local. And again, a lot of times, different counties will come together, different municipalities will come together to do, you know, field training and that type of thing.
So if people come out on Sunday, what time does it begin?
4 p.m. Ticket prices are $75. If you have any questions or whatnot, you can contact us at area code 541-900-5246.
And folks will get to see the dogs in action out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll have three deputies' dogs and the City of Winston canine Nike.
All right, very good. Rosemarie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, well, thank you for making this so painless.
8:38 at the Morning Report.